Well, today's episode is an overview of new amendments in Income Tax Section 44 by SAG Infotech Private Limited Company. So let's start. Get to know the latest amendments in Section 44 under the Income Tax Act, 1961 for taxpayers. Also, we explained business audits for individuals. Latest amendments under Section 44. Section 44 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 was inserted, which come into force from the date 1 April 1985, A 1985-86, and additional revisions were incurred over time. Currently, the section exists 44 under the A 2022-23. An audit of the individual's accounts relating businesses or professions. 1. According to Section 44 of the Income Tax Act, 1961, every individual needs to be aware of the latest amendments. 2. In the below case, the figure of RS 1 CR is replaced by RS 10 CR. Given that for the case of the individual whose. Given that for the intention of the same clause, the receipt of the payment, according to the case through the check brought to the bank or by a bank draft that does not account payee, will be deemed to be the payment or receipt, according to the case may be, in cash. An individual who maintains the profession will get the accounts audited when doing on profession will if his gross receipts in the profession are more than Rs 50 lakh in any former year. If profits under sections 44A, 44BB, and 44BBB are more than the profit shown in the accounts get audited. Doing the business when the profits through the businesses are deemed to be the profits of the same individual under Section 44 or Section 44BB or Section 44BBB, and he claims income to be lesser than the profits so deemed to be the profits of his business according to the case in any former year. If income is more than the exemption limit and the taxpayer reveals lower profits under Section 44A, will get his accounts audited. Doing the profession when the profits via the profession are considered to be the profits of the same individual under Section 44A and he has claimed the same income to be lesser as compared to the profits which are considered to be the profits of his profession and the is more than maximum amount, not chargeable to income tax in any prior year. When the income is more than the exemption limit, the provision of subsection 4 of section 44AD would be subjected to be applied, and the accounts audited. Income tax section 44AD subsection 4 is specified as if the turnover is not more than Rs 2 CR and the profit is shown under section 44AD1, he does not need to get his accounts audited. Income tax section 44AB not applicable as per below proviso. Below is the brief summary illustrated. If the turnover of the taxpayer is identical to or lower than Rs 1 crore. If the income of the taxpayer is equivalent to or lower than Rs 2 crore but more than Rs 1 CR. If the assessee's turnover is not more than Rs 10 CR, there is proviso to income tax section 44AB. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.